Hello, ladies. This is Harold. Bow on average height, on average looking, on average in total. While I'm looking for sweet, sensitive, honey pie out there, hoping to treat me right.
Businessman living in London, recently divorced, run a successful literary agency in Covent Garden, have a townhouse in Camden, country house near Oxford, but at the moment they're rather empty, and I'm hoping to settle down again with someone new.
I'm 31 and I'm looking for somebody like myself who is single, a non-smoker, no children, not divorced, somebody who is just very nice.
I'm married and I'm looking for a female. It's a fun, discreet relationship. Age and important.
Well, I was just wishing I could meet a man who likes the way I look first thing in the morning, laughs at my jokes, can fix my car.
There is a growing trend towards the 25 to 35 year old professional person who is finding that the burdens of their working life mean that they don't get the chance to network or to get out and about in the way that they used to.
What's wrong with Principal Skinner?
Seymour? Let's just say his mommy won't let him out to play.
Coach Fortner.
Look.
Groundskeeper Willie.
Yeah, I'm not even going to tell you what that guy's into.
All right, we're on to Alan now, who's in Sussex. Hi, Alan. You've been on 5 dates, which you've arranged through personal ads.
I'm not desperately looking for a partner. I like female. I want some female company. And I work shift work.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult.
Yeah.
And so I never have the same day off twice. And all my friends, they are all married. They've all got, like, small children, or they're going through their second marriage.
Mm.
So they're so wrapped up in their partner that they don't want to go out to a club or go and see a band or, you know, and it's quite difficult.
Bart, you are the closest thing to a man in my life, and that's so depressing, I think I'm gonna cry.
My name is Frances Pine. I work at Dateline International. People used to think that the only person who would use an introduction agency would be someone who was socially inept or very shy.
They find it embarrassing. I think that people think that they're sad because everyone should be able to meet someone in a normal way. But we can't. It doesn't always work like that.
My name's Simon McIntyre. I'm the business development manager of Telepublishing UK. We publish a page in regional and national newspapers. People can place a personal advertisement. People seeing that advertisement are then able to ring in on a premium rate number and respond to that particular voice box. Telephone dating services tended to be rather basic, rather tacky.
The stigma is erading because it is a sensible way of meeting people.
The technology has increased out of all proportion, and the marketing, the presentation and the whole thing has also improved. We take approximately 4,000 advertisements a week across 285 papers.
I'm 23, tall and slim. I have brown hair, by Bathurst. I live in central London.
I'm a South African traveller. I'm 27 years old and 5'10½, and medium to good build, green to brown eyes.
I'm 18 years old. I'm black. I'm 5'7". I'm at college studying here, do you think?
Downside is I'm probably older than you. I've just turned 50, but on the other hand, I feel only about 30.
I am a transsexual, so if you're good-looking and horny, with a well-toned, good physique, you're looking for some fun, leave your message and hopefully we'll talk soon.
I've got to be somebody that's adventurous, somebody who's exciting, somebody who has a lot of sex appeal.
I like to go out to the theatre, to the cinema, in the country. I like to go out cycling. Sounds a bit strange. Well, you're laughing loudly, so obviously you're not my type.
I'm very sensual and tactile, and I'd love to click with you.
I like going clubbing, cinemas, meeting new people.
Don't drink much, don't smoke.
Just want to meet some friends for some fun.
So if you'd like to know more, then get back to me, and I'll definitely get back to you.
My voice number is, God, what the hell is it? There we go. 108. 1087.
Recently divorced, fourth grade teacher wishes to meet man age 18 to 60. Object, save me.
The technology that we have makes it very simple and very straightforward to home in on the kind of person who's likely to appeal to you.
My name is Rochelle Morton, and I've written a book called Eat Your Lonely Heart Out. And it's all about the 700 dates I went on. So I placed an advert in the free ad paper Loot and received over 1,500 replies.
Writing three lines of a definition about yourself, they're very limited guidelines for matching.
Female, slim and attractive, seeks professional male for fun times. It was the fun word, the fun times, that did it. I think the fun times made a lot of men think it was another three-letter word. So I did the same advert, but substituted fun for love and marriage, and then in the other one, I substituted love and marriage for socialising. Love and marriage, I think, got 60 replies, and socialising got about 80.
We can put in age characteristics, we can put in whether they're smokers or non-smokers, we can do regional breaks, so that you can get the most the best possible match.
If you want something more than apple pie for dessert, then use the term adult fun. To be aware of what that may mean, probably sex.
Members do phone up and they say, this person said they were XYZ, but in reality they're not. People find, eventually, that if they have been slightly economical with the truth, it quite simply won't work for them.
My ad was very general. 700 is far too many to meet if you're really looking for someone. You don't know where you are, you're all over the place. So sort of 50 is about right.
You are allowed to say, I would like to meet a black person or an Asian person, but you're not allowed to say, no blacks, no Asians, no ginger-haired people, or whatever it is. We don't allow anybody to give their own name or to give out their own phone number.
They would talk about their how much money they had, you know, I don't know which car to bring to the date, I've got a Mercedes, I've got an Aston Martin, all that sort of stuff, how much money they've got. Some would try and be funny and perhaps tell a joke. Others would, go into detailed description about their body parts and all sorts of things.
I'm whispering because I'm in a call box. Sorry about that. I hope you can hear me. I'm 6'2", blue eyes, and I've got a 7-inch cock.
The man told me to stop laughing. He said it was very unladylike, and he said, if you keep laughing, I'm going to go. I said, fine, see ya. One man had an accident in the laboratorial department and had to leave.
Some of these women, they are looking for a husband on the first date, no way.
Men that was, you know, touched their body parts and said, you know, do you want to see this? And, or can I touch your tits and stuff like that? It was just blatantly yuck.
The thing I found is that it's women trying to get a free meal. You hear, like, there's loads of ads that go, like, two young ladies, 128, 135, looking for a good time. And I didn't mean good time, I thought they meant dancing. They just look for a freebie. Because none of these women have wanted to put their hands in the pocket, well, purse, at all.
Your personal ad said you wanted a man. Well, you got yourself a humdinger.
I don't know. I guess I expected something different from your photo.
Oh, don't let my age fool you. Just because there's a little snow on the roof. And forget how the rest of it goes.
One of them, the ad said, lady, do I look alike? And so I waited for her. When she turned up, this woman walked in, and she looked like she was on her own, and I thought, no, you can't be her. Anyway, she came over and said, are you the gent who answered the ad? I said, yes. And she had long brown hair, and she weighed 18 stone.
We do not have any knowledge of anybody who's come to grief by using any of our services. You know, meeting strange people can be fatal.
Well, never, ever accepted anyone's list. Offer of a lift home or a lift to the restaurant. Never gave anyone my home number or my mobile number.
We would always advise people that they speak quite frequently on the phone, they exchange letters, sufficiently so that they would be quite comfortable meeting up.
Never met anyone outside a restaurant, always inside, left on my own and always offered to pay my share. Doesn't matter what car was outside, with the nicest man in front of you, I never, ever accepted a lift from anybody.
What we do recommend to everybody is that their first meeting be in a public place, not behind the blasted oak on the heath at midnight, but, you know, generally people have got sufficient common sense. Boy,
said to her, why did you say you were the lady that I look alike? She said, I am. In the end, I just thought, well, we'll just blank this. We're going to have a drink, have something to eat anyway, and I'll try and make a good night of it. And all night she was saying, oh, don't you think I look like her? And I'm going, no, you don't. Honestly, you don't. I said, nobody's going to believe you at all. Go and see somebody, get help.
When he went white, when I got to the table, he was, and I said, oh, my God, and I asked how his wife was, and he was stammering and everything, and he said, oh, God, I can't do this, I can't do this. And he ran off, and then he came back, and he went, please, please don't tell. He promised me you won't tell. I need you to swear that you won't tell, please. I said, no, you're safe. I'm not going to tell. But be careful, I said, because, you know, she's going to find out what you're like soon enough. When Mama said you can't hurry love, no, you just have to wait. She said love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. I do believe in fate, but fate needs encouraging. It needs to be encouraged by the people involved, whether it's the girl or the man.
Yes, there is fate. Yes, there is destiny. But that tends to include the voice personals now, as well as meeting somebody across a crowded room.
My brother met somebody. It was him who put me onto it.
Yeah.
And they get married on the 20th of June.
I don't necessarily believe that there is only one person for each other.
My brother wasn't desperate. Believe me, not at all.
It's remarkable how many people actually do find somebody that they can have a relationship with.
I think if you do put yourself out and you do try to find someone, that you will.
To me, it's a numbers game. The more people you meet, the more likely you are to meet someone that you get on with and love or like or, you know, have a good time with. I keep waiting. I keep on waiting. But it ain't easy to lay
Mama said you can't hurry love, no, you just have to wait. She said, come, give it time, no matter.